Time for the news at 8 o'clock.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Democrats want more answers about White House security clearances. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. They're planning a hearing at the House Oversight Committee today as the chairman gets ready to issue subpoenas. Fox's John Decker's at the White House.
A whistleblower with the Personnel Security Office has told a congressional committee that about 25 individuals were granted White House security clearances after their applications have been initially rejected by career officials. Senior advisor to the president, Jared Kushner, tells Fox's Laura Ingram that he's not concerned about a congressional investigation.
Over the last 2 years that I've been here, I've been accused of all different types of things, and all of those things have turned out to be false. We've had a lot of crazy accusations, like that we colluded with Russia.
The whistleblower claims security clearances were routinely overturned by senior officials in order to grant the employees access to classified information. Chris?
And John, the president tweets, he's the best thing that has ever happened to Puerto Rico, calling the U.S. territory's leadership incompetent and corrupt, saying they've already gotten more hurricane relief than any place in history. This after a disaster relief bill fails in the Senate over hurricane relief for Puerto Rico being taken out.
The president seems to want to treat them differently, cruelly, nastily.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer, top Republican Mitch McConnell says the House bill passed in January before recent flooding provides
nothing for Midwest flooding. So it's a non-starter.
Now, there's a second woman now accusing former Vice President Joe Biden of inappropriate touching.
He walked up to me and wrapped his hands around my face and pulled me in and started rubbing noses with me.
Amy Lapo says it happened 10 years ago at a fundraiser in Connecticut, and she's coming forward because she says fellow Democrats are calling Biden's first accuser from Nevada of lying. Biden has said he does not believe that he has acted inappropriately with women. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Today is the day House Democrats demanded Attorney General Barr hand over the full Mueller report, which concluded there was no Russia collusion. But Democrats want to see the evidence the special counsel considered about obstruction of justice. They're voting in Chicago today, and one thing's for sure, the mayor who will be elected to replace Rahm Emanuel will be a black woman.
Historically, we've never seen anything like this in my life.
An emotional voter here in Chicago taking part in history, voting today in the city's mayoral runoff election between Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle.
I've spent my life as a public servant.
And former Chicago Police Board President Lori Lightfoot.
We must do our work.
Both candidates are African-American women, one of whom will take the reins of leadership in a city with a cash-strapped and crime-ridden image. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A man who used to live in the United States, who's now in prison among terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay, is back in court this week hoping for leniency years after he was captured in Pakistan.
Majid Khan pleaded guilty in 2012 to joining Al-Qaeda, agreeing to testify against his fellow detainees being held at the U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Khan's a Pakistan native who grew up outside Baltimore, though he's now expected to be sentenced to a maximum of 19 years in prison. But now Khan's lawyers are hoping to win a shorter sentence, saying Khan was harshly treated by the CIA while in their custody. Khan is accused of being mentored by Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and assisting in plots against the life of then-Pakistan leader Pervez Musharraf. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
There's news on the manufacturing sector of the economy. So-called durable goods declined nearly 2% last month. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures are down 23 points. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana leaders last night made a decision about G1 liquor licenses, which allow video gaming machines in businesses. The council decided to stop giving those licenses until the city's liquor license ordinance is overhauled. Mayor Diane Marlin says the current liquor code did not anticipate that there would be video gaming in liquor stores or grocery stores. Champaign Park District officials say whether the Martin Center at Human Kinetics Park includes a pool depends on fundraising, and they're still working on it. The News Gazette says the development director says more than $10 million has been raised for the Martin Center, which will go up at 1501 North Market Street. We now know the name of the wrong-way driver involved in a crash that killed an Illinois state trooper over the weekend. Trooper Gerald Ellis died when his vehicle was hit head-on as he was headed home on Saturday. Dan Davies was driving the vehicle that hit him. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 mortgage team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsizing due to their children leaving to start their own family. All the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County Lender Ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we've got sunshine this morning. Partly cloudy, high 56, 34 our low tonight. Up to 60 tomorrow. A few more clouds down to around 45. Rain in the forecast on Thursday, high 55. 63 for the high. Partly cloudy on Friday, up towards 70 on Saturday. Right now we're at 39. ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you listening on this Tuesday morning. ESPN 93.5 will give away a nice arrangement floral bouquet from the Blossom Basket Florist coming up bottom of the hour. I'll call Ron Bailey, the owner of a very good family. 808, Joe Biden, apparently another woman, has come forward about touchy-feely stuff.
It didn't feel sexual. It just felt like a total invasion of my space. He walked up to me and wrapped his hands around my face and pulled me in and started rubbing noses with me. I cannot watch a woman be plastered and crucified for something that I experienced as well. I believe her.
The second woman to accuse Joe Biden of inappropriately touching her is Amy Lapos of Milford, Connecticut, who says it happened in 2009 during a political fundraiser in Greenwich, Connecticut, when Biden was vice president. Quoting here, he put his hand around my neck and pulled me in to rub noses with me. When he was pulling me in, I thought he was going to kiss me on the mouth. She says it wasn't sexual, but it left her feeling uneasy, gross, and confused. Lapos' allegation comes after former Nevada Assemblywoman Lucy Flores Flores published an op-ed in New York Magazine alleging Biden touched and kissed her without consent.
Okay. You know, there are...
This is so tricky.
Listen.
I mean, I think in the public speaking class, Dale Carnegie, and they said, you know, if you touch people, when you shake their hand, pull them in, touch them on the shoulder, too.
Not anymore.
And, you know,
not
really
anymore.
Make a bond. That way they'll remember your name. They'll remember that experience.
Here's the issue I have with it. Everything about Joe Biden, who's been a touchy guy forever, has been just fine. He's been like, he was vice president of the United States for 8 years and a touchy-feely, a lot of people. There was a guy, was he a new attorney general? Somebody for Barack Obama. And there's a picture of him, and he's got his hands on the woman's shoulder, his wife. It's just, what are you doing? But nobody said anything then.
Well,
it's fine.
I mean, you're not, you know, really gesturing or contacting that person in a sexual way.
Well, it's still smelling hair and Eskimo kissing.
It is, and it's inside your personal space circle.
And the picture of the Harley riders, the motorcycle people, the woman's on his lap. This is in 2012, and the guy's looking like, what's going on?
What are you doing?
And he'll nudge up against her neck. But the problem I have is all of a sudden, it's just disgust. Where were you?
Right.
And now it's bad because he's not your guy. Joe Biden is as moderate as there is relative to the field of Democratic presidential candidates. He's as moderate as they come. And you looked at this and you knew this for 40 years about Joe Biden, and now it's atrocious. Now it's not acceptable. 2014 was when all of this happened.
Right.
That's after all this stuff, wasn't it? I mean, when was Me Too? Does that censor? In any event, it's just all of a sudden, I know that things have changed and that's great because women ought to feel comfortable talking about whatever and don't touch me. That's great. But they knew this about Joe Biden forever, and now they're just turning on him because he's not one of the people that's left enough.
And I understand this is a dignified person or whatever, and you don't want to call him out, but I would call him out, and I have before. I mean, even on stage when I was introducing a band, the bass player came over and pinched my butt. So I went over to him and pinched his butt. I mean, you just... call them out right away or make a comment where you're putting them in their place and saying that is not cool.
People are probably more shocked that the vice president of the United
States, what I'm saying,
with secrets, armed secret service right there, that you're probably not going because you're stunned. Who's smelling my hair? That's Joe Biden, but he's always been Joe Biden. And now to feign all of this outrage, I don't know. I just don't know if it should disqualify him. Nancy Pelosi said no, shouldn't disqualify him. It just a tad hypocritical for me. I don't think Joe Biden's going to see the light of day in this candidacy. I don't think it's going to happen at all.
Well, especially because he hasn't really fully said I'm in.
Yeah, he's not.
He's just tipping his toe in the water, and he's getting this already. He's probably like, I'm sorry, I'm out.
I don't think he ought to even try it. Now,
right.
The last time he did, he had 1% support. He's just not going to be the president. And this climate, he certainly isn't going. He's an old white man who now has smelled the hair of too many women. 813, you can always text us, 359-2255.
Hey, it's Mike Carpenter from Tan.
701 South Gregory, Urbana.
I like that pizza.
Yeah.
ESPN 93.5, let's check sports headlines.
All right, the Illini face Coastal Carolina. Looks like it's going to be a pretty good day. 6 o'clock for the first pitch if you want to check out our baseball team in action. Yesterday, Atlanta over the Cubs 8-0. 6 errors in the game from Chicago. They'll have the day off to assess. We'll hear the action tomorrow on US 105.9 as they face the Braves again. White Sox have the day off after Cleveland winning 5-3. Indians had a big 8th inning. And the Cardinals beat Pittsburgh in extra innings. The final was 6-5. Let's get your Redbird recap.
We had a long day's journey into night yesterday at PNC Park in Pittsburgh as the Cardinals and Pirates played just under 5 hours, 11 innings, and the Cardinals, who trailed by 4 runs up until the 7th inning, came back to spoil the Pirates' home opener 6-5. Colton Wong hit a 2-run homer in a 3-run 7th inning. Each team got a run in the 8th. A Moran home run in the bottom of the 8th inning gave the Pirates the lead. Felipe Vasquez was on the mound, but the Cardinals got a run against him on a pinch double by Jose Martinez. The 2-2 pitch for Martinez. A swing and a drive toward the gap in right center. That gets down, tying the game. The ball goes to the wall. Martinez digs for second. An RBI double. Then a pass ball allowed Paul DeJong to score the go-ahead run in the 11th. Tall right-hander, 27 years old, 6'5", 235 pounds. Working from the third base side of the rubber, his pitch inside, and it gets away from Cervelli. Coming down the line, the run scores. Paul DeJong scores for a 6-5 lead. Jordan Hicks got the win, John Gant the save, and John Gant got some help after a base on balls in the 11th. Two balls, two strikes on Marte, who has a hit, two runs scored today. With a runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a ground ball to Colton Wong. Flips to second, out on to first. Double play and a Redbird winner. The Cardinals won 6-5. It's Miles Michaelis against Jameson Taillon tomorrow night. We're on the air at 5:10. I'm John Rooney.
I think I'm going to be in the home radio booth in St. Louis at Busch Stadium.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up Thursday.
I saw my schedule, and I'm in home radio. So I get to be in the booth, I think, that John Rooney is in.
And San Diego will be who he is.
Yeah, Manny Machado. And I want to know, what is the over-under on how long the Paul Goldschmidt ovation is? 60 seconds, 55 seconds, a minute and a half? I mean, they're going to stand because this is the best hitter the Cardinals have had since Albert Pujols. The best baseball player since then.
And got a point, Stevie.
He's got four home runs already, 3-1 game. He's the man. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Love seeing the sunshine. Today's high 56, 34 our low tonight. Clouds tomorrow with a high 60, low 45. Showers Thursday, high 55. 63 on Friday for the high, and possibly up to 70 on Saturday. Right now the temperature's at 39 on ESPN 93.5.
You know, a rule of thumb for men is just don't. I'm not even sure who to hug because I'm kind of a hugger.
I know that.
Some women don't
want that.
That's
now, but yeah. That wasn't then.
So you got to be very reticent doing anything at all, and that's fine. It's just the rules certainly have changed, or maybe the women just said, man, I don't like it. I've never liked it. And finally, the word's out, stop it, which is great. 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, companies were cutting back on spending on expensive manufactured things in February. Durable goods orders declined 1.6%. Orders for aircraft slipped, leading the decline. Part of the report that measures business investment plans also declined in February after an increase in January. Verizon is launching a new smartphone plan just for children. The Just Kids plan includes unlimited talk and text to 20 contacts pre-approved by the parents. USA Today says there are no extra features like free Apple Music. Pricing on the kids' plan will vary based on how many lines you have. You'll see lower prices on hundreds of items at Whole Foods stores tomorrow. The Wall Street Journal says the company is again working to change its high-cost image. Parent company Amazon is planning to cut prices by an average of 20% on select items. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
All right, it's 8:24. Good to have you along. It is Election Day in the county. There are different, based on your location, different ballots that you'll receive.
But I believe all open until 7 o'clock tonight.
And if you want to do that, it will be, admittedly, a very light turnout, so your vote could count more than normal because... Again, I mentioned earlier, I was the first and only at my precinct in the first 20 minutes of voting, and, you know, I guess I've never seen that, but, again, I have mayor, council, school board, important things.
Right, I've got library board, park district, Parkland Community College District, and various trustees on my ballot, and most of them, I just have enough to fill out. In fact, one for village trustee says, vote for up to three, and there's only two people running. I get kind of worried about who's running. I mean, is there enough people to serve the public? But I think people are a little bit scared to run these days.
Well, Diane, you could run for Unit 7 school board.
Oh,
put a yard sign in, away you go. Oh, yeah.
I was thinking one year I'd write in for the park board because my dad was a founding park board president at Tolono Park District. So that might be a nice legacy to continue, but I was saying write-in only because I'm not going to go through all that.
You don't want to do it. Okay. Jonathan Westfield is running for Parkland Board.
Okay.
And he's a retired Champaign police officer.
Okay.
And, of course, I knew his dad, Ernie Westfield, very well. In fact, Ernie's still with us, aging.
Uh-huh.
But Ernie was, when I first came to Champaign-Urbana to be on the radio, it was at midnight on a Sunday into Monday. And Ernie was on before me doing a soul show. Ernie Westfield was one of the greatest Negro baseball players ever.
I see.
He was the last, one of the last two men to start the Negro Baseball All-Star Game at Comiskey Park in Chicago in the early 60s.
Wow.
And knew everybody. Satchel Paige, everybody. Ernie knew everybody. And Jonathan, his son, we were talking about what a great pitcher he was, but he was doing a soul show. The first time I ever came on radio, and I was so nervous, and he had piles of records, and he's spinning them on the record machine. All those things were there then. And I remember, you know, I'd met him, and it was, my name was Stevie J, J-A-Y, and I told him that, and he got on there and said, "Ladies, tell your sisters, Stevie J is on the way." I never forgot that. And that was my introduction. And so Jonathan, his son, is running for Parkland Board.
Okay, good.
It was just one of those, and that's 40 years ago.
Right,
so
right. Well, and I interviewed for a job at an urban station up in Chicago at WGKC, or GCI. And the guy interviewed me and said, we're gonna put you on the air, Diane, but I don't want you to use your name. I want you to be the White Fox.
I was like, White Fox.
The White Fox.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well,
okay, I'm going to go home with that and think about this. Thank you for that.
When it was 11:30 at night before my first air shift. I started as Steve Kachaturian on the Eastern Illinois campus radio station.
Yes.
And the program director, they were doing the jock shout. So they farmed out. And they wanted to say, Steve Kachaturian, W-E-I-C, but they couldn't say Kachaturian.
Right.
So they said, you got to come up with another name.
Okay.
So it's 11:30 at night. I still didn't have a name, and I was on at midnight. Because I was really good. That's why they wanted me at midnight.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I was on the phone with the program director, and I said, I don't know what to name. He said, how about Chuck Roberts?
Where did he come up with that?
I just a good rating. I said, okay. I don't know who that is. I said, I was thinking Stevie J or Stevie K, because K is my initial last name. He says, use Stevie J. It's a better last name. So I went in the back and told Steve Stewart, who was on at a quarter till midnight. I said, Stevie J is on the air in 15 minutes. Just, I guess that's who I am. So that's how that started.
But your middle name is
J-A-Y.
Okay.
Yeah. That's because there was a... Mom and Dad didn't have a middle name for me, and there was a guy named Jay the Plumber in Philo that Uncle Greg, my brother Greg, loved. Followed him around with a tool belt. Did everything that Jay the Plumber would do.
I see.
So when I was born, Greg offered my middle name to me.
I see.
Said instead of calling me Jay, which is what he wanted to be called, he gave it to me.
That's how
my middle name was.
Okay, very good.
Now we know the rest of the story. We're going to call Ron Bailey, give away those flowers next. ESPN 93.5 at 828.
Hey, it's Mike Carpenter from Tan Carp, and I endorse Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council. Now, admittedly, I'm a bit biased. I've known Kenton for over 15 years, dating back to high school when we were in rock bands together. But I can not only speak for his strong character, but also Kenton's undying passion for Champaign. Kenton is prepared to serve Champaign with the energy, passion, and fresh perspective it deserves. I wholeheartedly endorse Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council, not just as his friend, but as a proud citizen of this wonderful community. On April 2nd, vote Kenton Elmore for Champaign City Council.
Hi, I'm Kenton Elmore, and I'm asking for your vote for Champaign City Council on April 2nd. Having been raised in this community and through my service on the City of Champaign's Human Relations Commission, I feel the pulse of our community, and I know where you want us to go moving forward. I have prepared myself to be the servant leader Champaign needs as we continue to grow and leave no neighborhoods or citizens behind in that journey to prosperity. So vote for our future, your future. And the voice that will serve you along the way. Vote Kenton for Champaign City Council on April 2nd.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. Our family started in the nursery business in 1865, and for five generations we've been growing trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals for Central Illinois. You hear about farm to table, but our family's been nursery to garden for 154 years. We have over 3,000 trees above ground ready to be planted, thousands of shrubs, 40,000 perennials, and hundreds of thousands of annuals, with most of it grown right here in Urbana. So come out and beat the May rush. Schedule a tree planting or have some rocker mulch delivered right to your driveway. You can find out all about our great products and great people at countryarbors.com.
At Merrick, we know dogs are in charge. So our dog foods start with deboned meat, poultry or fish, and Sorry.
Coming!
Here's your ducky. And because real whole foods are better for your dog, each Merrick recipe is packed with whole fruits and vegetables. Excuse me.
You want to go out right now? Okay.
Dogs are in charge. Serve them well. Merrick.
Now available at PetSmart.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With Senate Democrats blocking a disaster bill stripped of funding for hurricane relief in Puerto Rico, President Trump on Twitter is criticizing the island's leadership.
The president writing, all their local politicians do is complain and ask for more money. He continued, the polls are grossly incompetent, spend the money foolishly or corruptly, and only take from USA. The president has feuded with San Juan's mayor since Hurricane Maria hit the island in September of 2017.
Fox's John Decker. Great Britain's parliaments rejected four alternate plans for leaving the European Union. It's 10 days until a deadline for withdrawal with no deal in place, and the EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, says it could end up being a disorderly divorce.
No deal was never our desired or intended scenario. It becomes day after day more likely.
This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign Park District officials say whether the Martin Center at Human Kinetics Park includes a pool depends on fundraising, and they're still working on it. The News Gazette says the development director says more than $10 million has been raised for the Martin Center, which will go up at 1501 North Market Street. The head of the park district says that's not enough to include a pool at this point. Authorities are asking for the public's help in identifying a woman accused of using a stolen debit card. On Wednesday, February 13th, a person's wallet was stolen from Walgreens at 407 East Green Street C, and a debit card that had been in that wallet was used at various spots around Champaign that night and the next day. The suspect is described as being in her mid-20s with long black hair in braids and big eyes. If you know anything, you're asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 217-373-TIPS. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Savior Jesus Christ by sharing the kindness and love this holiday season. Resurrection Sunday is April 21st. Please help us support our local churches, the Time Center, Restoration Urban Ministries, Crisis Pregnancy Center, Salt and Light, and all of our local charitable organizations. Jesus stated in Matthew 9:37, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Help to increase the number of workers and do something of eternal value today. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Speaking of which, it's Ron Bailey. Ron, how are you? Hold on, time out. What are we doing here? Are we there? Dave, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
We got Dave. We got Ron Bailey from the Blossom Basket Florist. Love your messages for Easter, Ron. They're great.
Thank you.
Okay, so Dave, tell me what you got for this free flowers from Ron Bailey.
Well, my wife, we live in Urbana, and my wife works in Charleston at her restaurant 6 days a week. She's there 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And it's a small business, and it's our anniversary this Friday besides, and this is the most wonderful woman that I have ever met in my entire life and am blessed to have found her.
Isn't that awesome? That is awesome. So tell, what kind of restaurant is it?
Yeah, well, she's from Thailand, so it's a Thai restaurant.
Oh, nice.
Love Thai food.
Me too.
So
please don't
tell me you eat bird's eye frozen food for dinner because she's busy, you know.
Only 6 days a week. I get Thai food on Sunday.
Well, I imagine it's really good. Boy, Thai food is fantastic. She's from what part of Thailand?
Chiang Mai.
Okay. Is that close to Bangkok?
No, that's actually close to the northern border of Thailand.
Okay.
Up near China.
I got you. All right. Well, listen, Dave, it's wonderful. You appreciate your wife. What say you, Ron?
I say, it sounds like she needs more than flowers. She probably needs some new tires. But
that's the life of an entrepreneur, I tell you.
That sounds like she needs really a hard
vacation is what she needs.
She needs what, Dave?
A vacation.
She needs a vacation.
Yeah, well, the problem is, and Ron, you know this as well as anyone, it's really hard to step away when you're building because you're afraid of who's behind you and who's going to help.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. She deserves flowers, that's for sure.
We're going to take care of that, and you're going to say, wow, Dave, when you see the I mean, it's what they put together, the Blossom Basket, is ridiculously, unbelievably beautiful. You have people, Ron, that don't just throw things together. They're design artists. I mean, these are gorgeous.
Yeah, they really are artists. We've got designers that have, in our stores, our two stores, we have people that have over 100 years experience designing. So they are very, very.
And one thing about your flowers, Ron, they last longer.
Yeah.
They really do.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
We get them directly from South America. They're about 2 days out of the field when we get them in our shop. We buy directly from the growers. And, you know, we just really believe that that's a big selling point to them.
Wow. All right, you guys, thank you, Ron. We appreciate it. Dave, hang on. We'll make all this work. But, again, thank you, Ron Bailey. And, Dave, congratulations on a wonderful wife and a really hard worker, and she's going to love the flowers. But thanks for nominating your wife.
Thank you, Stevie J.
Very, very pleasure to do that for you.
And, of course, all the nominees, we love you. You can always call Blossom Basket, 367 Rose. Just make it happen for those special people.
Yeah, blossombasket.com. They're at Village at the Crossing, and they're in Urbana on Cunningham. And just a wonderful family-run business that really does flowers. I've seen these, you know, as they pass through us, as we give them away. Oh, man. Gorgeous. And the smell.
I know.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. ESPN 93.5, it is 8:38.
All Illini moms to Game Day Spirit. It's Moms Day at the U of I, and Game Day Spirit is looking forward to seeing all moms this weekend. Conveniently located in Campus Town on the corner of 6th and Green. This Saturday, they'll have a caricature artist to do mom and student caricatures. Moms, stop in for your Mom's Day corsage, popcorn, and chocolates with no purchase necessary. Find Mom Tees in Game Day's BOGO section along with Grandma, Aunt, and Sister Tees. Calling all moms, visit Game Day Spirit in Campus Town as they celebrate moms this weekend. 6th and Green, Champaign.
If you
all citizens for Net Frank Finan.
That's today till 7. Female-controlled Champaign City Council? I don't think I realized that.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them.
Yeah, that's right. I was seeing some percentages yesterday about how many women are running for office these days. It's terrific.
Yep, and I think it's wonderful, and may the best person win.
That's right.
Why do we care? And I love my ballot from the standpoint of no R or D. I don't even know what I voted for.
I think we should evolve to that.
I think I voted for a few D's. So I don't care.
Wouldn't that
I
be like great on a national scale?
Well, it's just too. The way this has gone is you know, totally. It doesn't matter what Donald Trump says. They can't say yes. They could say we'll go with everything on the left platform, and they would say no to something because he proposed that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, because they can't let him try and win again. That's the whole point.
That's right.
You got to bring down this president, and it's pretty clear that that's the goal. And so the point is, why not just not have an R or D? Certainly in the county elections, why not just run? Because it's so alienating, the R or the D.
Yep.
I don't know what the people in the Champaign City Council, I don't know what they are. I don't know what Tom Bruno is. I don't know what Deb Frank Finan is. I don't know. I just like the jobs they're doing. So That's how it ought to be. And you ought to vote, and you ought to, when you're in those positions, you ought to vote what's right for the city and for me versus what's right for a particular party.
That's right.
That's not what it's about. And local politics is wonderful because you can call the people.
And we could just get a fair map and then term limits. We'd be all good.
I am so for term limits, and I understand the people do term limits every time, but there's such an advantage when you're an incumbent. So
I see a text in to 359-2255 from Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie, if you weren't so old, I'd have you help me paint. Enjoy your birthday today.
That's Brian Lowry.
It is Brian Lowry.
Brian,
I didn't say his last name.
Hey, Brian.
You knew it.
He and I had a painting business.
I see.
When we were 18, And the problem with our painting business when we were 18 is we weren't entirely consistent. Because on a day like today, if you look out there, I see a few scattered clouds. We would say it was going to rain, and then we'd go golf.
Yeah.
Because golf was big.
Uh-huh.
So we had to go swing to make sure our rhythm was still good in the game, and we'd forget the paint. So it wasn't a real successful business. And then we bid on this one house, and I didn't have a ladder tall enough, so we lost it. So, and we didn't have a truck, or we didn't have anything.
Okay.
We had nothing.
Okay.
So Brian is now, ironically, a painting business.
I see.
And Brian, I'll have you know I painted Gracie's room, the last couple of weekends, so.
And it turned out okay? Or is it kind of streaky?
No. You have to ask Grace, but I know how to paint a room.
Okay,
I painted Unity High School.
Well, I know you did the fence or something.
No, we painted every room at Unity High School.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Kenny Bingaman was my foreman.
Okay.
Anyway, but that was...
Brian's in Sedora, so he's still in Rocket Nation.
Yeah.
And,
well, Brian...
Good stuff.
And he... Actually, I am older than him. He won't turn... the big 6-0 till August.
I see.
At Eastern, he was supposed to be my roommate, and it just didn't work out.
Okay.
But we're on the same floor.
Nice.
Thanks for the text in, Brian, and the dig. but what I like to say now is I feel a lot better than I look. Here we go. Check your sports. It's a quarter till 9.
All right. And there's been lots of great expressions of congratulations and all the best in the new year of life from different types of people, too. I love church folks and work folks and clients and family and everybody that's been rallying around you on this side the last week.
Well, so again, I
feeling
said
the love.
First hour, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to have found Janet and to have the family we have and the kids we have and thankful for my faith, which is a massive part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me that peace every morning I wake up with. So anyway, I appreciate everybody's well wishes, good wishes.
Good stuff. Yep. And the Cardinals winning yesterday is also putting you in a good mood today, Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
6-5 was the final. Let's get your Redbird recap.
We had a long day's journey into night yesterday at PNC Park in Pittsburgh as the Cardinals and Pirates played just under 5 hours, 11 innings, and the Cardinals, who trailed by 4 runs up until the 7th inning, came back to spoil the Pirates' home opener 6-5. Colton Wong hit a 2-run homer in a 3-run 7th inning. Each team got a run in the 8th. A Moran home run in the bottom of the 8th inning gave the Pirates the lead. Felipe Vasquez was on the mound, but the Cardinals got a run against him on a pinch double by Jose Martinez. The 2-2 pitch for Martinez. A swing and a drive toward the gap in right center. That gets down, tying the game. The ball goes to the wall. Martinez digs for second. An RBI double. Then a pass ball allowed Paul DeJong to score the go-ahead run in the 11th. Tall right-hander, 27 years old. 6'5", 235 pounds. Working from the third base side of the rubber, his pitch inside. It gets away from Cervelli. Coming down the line, the run scores. Paul DeJong scores for a 6-5 lead. Jordan Hicks got the win. John Gant the save. And John Gant got some help after a base on balls in the 11th. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Marte. Who has a hit, 2 runs scored today. With a runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a ground ball to Colton Wong. Flips to second out. On to first. Double play and a Redbird winner. The Cardinals won 6-5. It's Miles Michaelis against Jameson Taillon tomorrow night. We're on the air at 5:10. I'm John Rooney.
Well, Atlanta over the Cubs 8-0 with that shutout and 6 errors on Chicago.
6 errors and 3 by Rizzo and Bryant. I'm officially... And we carry all the Cub games, so I'm rooting for the Cubbies.
Sure,
on
US 105.9.
No. It's a part of our business. We want the Cubs to win. I just, at this point in my life, we like the Cardinals to win one more than the Cubs. But anyway, we want the Cubs to be successful. And I fear, and this is a management thing, I think they're goofing it up with the restrictions they put on Joe Maddon, talk to the media.
Restrict Joe Maddon.
It's just the culture has changed, and I'm not sure, at least early, the Cubs have reacted well to it, and I don't know. I know you can mess up chemistry. If you've ever played any sport and there's been one person that just drags the whole team down, and I don't know if the Cubs have that, but there's this oppressive feel like you better win or else, and that's the kind of the feel I get out of Chicago right now. They're so angry that they ought to be winning more World Series with this lineup. Sometimes, you know, it's like if you have an organization, you tell the salespeople, You got a cell more, and I want to know where you are every hour. You tell me from 10 to 10:30, what were you doing? That doesn't work. The culture changes. People get freaked out. They start applying for jobs. You know, maybe some of the companies are going, this is ridiculous. I'm a grown man. I ought to be able to do what I want. They have rules now that you'd use in college. Anyway, it's a little eye-opening. It's Theo, man. Theo's amazing. I think they freaked out after last year. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
We'll see.
The Illini in action at 6 o'clock against Coastal Carolina. Go Illini, ESPN 93.5.
Hi, I'm Troy Land.
There is a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday's forecast, hopefully later in the day, because we've got that Illini Veterans Memorial Run that steps off at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning at Bollinger Auditorium at the end of the quad. So I want people to step out for that. Right now we're at 42 on ESPN 93.5.
What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
Yeah, that's... Nice thing. Ben Quattrone over there let me drive this BMW. I forgot to text him. I want to know what I'm driving. He told me, but and Nathaniel, my son, texted in and said it's got to be in the 600 series. Anyway, I don't know, but I think it's
it looks really good.
I think it's a hybrid because when I get to the stoplight, it's like a golf cart. It goes away.
Okay.
Anyway, it's amazing. And of course, how do you go back to?
I know it.
Anyway, it's lovely, and it's appreciated from Ben letting me drive it around.
Birthday week.
Yep.
I told him, is he going to wear his birthday suit in there?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Nope. No. Anyway, so thank you. And, you know, on your birthday, when you reflect, I wish we had more 1 Corinthians 13.
More love.
That's what I would like and pray for the world, to just not point fingers and accuse. And even if somebody wrongs you, you're supposed to turn the other cheek kind of thing.
Try to do that forgiveness
kind of
thing.
Maybe don't say things when you're expecting to say something. Get emotional, just dial her down and walk away or something.
Mm-hmm.
It'll save you a lot of stuff. And,
that old-fashioned timeout count to 10.
And don't overindulge in stuff. You know, I'm not anti-drink, just don't drink a lot.
That's right.
Anyway, thank you.
Everything in moderation.
For everything, Diane, we appreciate you.
Enjoy your birthday and new year of life, Stevie.
You betcha. Here we go. Hey, thank you, everybody, for listening. All the texting, we appreciate you. Meet you back on the radio tomorrow. Jeremy Warnock coming up, and Brad Underwood in an hour. You've got to stay right where you are. ESPN 93.5. Have a great Tuesday.